Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, we are back. We've been talking with Kevin and Gary, and we're going to keep talking with Kevin and Gary. Where we left off was, I believe we left off that we have one more location that will have a concert, a pretty major one as I see it, and that's at Clinton Martin Park. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that one.
It's going to be the Fabulous Capris. They've been around for a very long time. They have great songs that charted. One of them is There's a Moon Out Tonight. The other one's Morse Code of Love. It's going to be on Friday, July 19th at 7:30. And then on August 9th, they're going to the 45 RPM, which is pretty much like a disco group, are going to be over at CGM as well. And that's going to be at 7:30 as well.
Where do they do that over there? Like, we have meetings all the time over at Clinton Martin. Is it outside or?
Yeah, it is outside, yes.
Yeah, where? Like, physically, I'm just trying
they
to.
They do it on the pool deck? On the deck?
Okay.
The deck just above the pool, they do it, and you can watch it from the playground area.
Oh, really? Okay.
Clinton G. Martin has been redone.
Right.
So it's going to be a little different setting this year than you used to. But, yeah, that's basically where they set up. All these concerts, by the way, are outside. But if it rains, some have rain dates. Other locations have an indoor location in case it rains. So Clinton G. Martin, if it rains, it'll be moved inside. We have the community center over there. Mary Jane Davies, if it rains, we have it at the Manhasset Library. The Woodstock concert. That's the big one at Tully. If that rains, we'll be over at Chaminade.
Really?
Yes, they have a facility there that we can play indoors. Other ones, such as the beach and so forth, and Clark Gardens, those will have rain dates. So if it does rain, you can call the 869-6311 number. That's the 311, but you can call 869-6311. They will tell you whether it is going to be indoors or outdoors if you have to go to a different location, or if the rain date is going to be on a different day. So these concerts all happen hook or by crook.
Yeah, but now, here's a big question for you. Who was the decision maker on whether the rain is going to mess this up or not?
We have a secret weather board that convenes in the morning.
I run some golf outings, all right? And it's always very challenging looking at the weather forecast and, you know, is it going to rain? Oh, it's 40%. Well, should we take a chance?
Yeah, it's a call we have to make in the morning, and we'll have a couple people talk, and we have our professionals over at Harbor Links and so forth, that golf course that have their weather beacons going, and we really look at the weather and say, look, is this going to be able to happen or not? Yes.
You know, like, where are you going to put all this stuff?
Right. Before you set up all that equipment and so forth, it has to be decided whether it's going to go on or not.
And then you said that they can find out the location by calling 311.
Yes.
869-6311.
Yes.
Right. Now, let me clarify something. The 869 is because there's confusion sometimes?
Yeah, so if you're close to the border of Queens or you're calling from your cell phone, it'll sometimes bring you to the city 311, and then they'll be like, what are these summer concerts?
And they'll be sending you over to Central
right,
Park.
Right, yeah, so we don't want to confuse people. So it's always safer to, you know, if you are in doubt, you know, to do the 869, because then you get the direct, so you know, to North Hempstead.
869-6311.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And then you guys are also doing some movies, right, at different locations?
Yes, we have Cinema on the Bay this year.
Yeah, that's right. And that's outside as well, Cinema on the Bay.
That
right
is, yeah, beautiful setting outside. You get to so watch, fun. You know, you don't have drive-ins around anymore. So this is the closest thing you're going to get to that.
I was a little kid when they had drive-ins.
Yeah, I remember. I remember my parents took me once, and I thought it was, like, the most amazing place ever. So this is certainly, like I said, it's really nice to go to these events. And, you know, it's just nice to feel part of the community. We always say to our seniors, you know, they feel, like, so disconnected. You know, they don't have children necessarily growing up anymore. But I think it's a great reason to go here and meet your neighbors and kind of just join in.
You know, the other thing is that all of this is free.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, which is pretty amazing, because if you go to a show, it's not free. It costs a lot of money.
We actually have something really cool for kids, too, that's going to be happening over at Clark Gardens. It's Plaza Theatrical. They're presenting Cinderella.
Oh, and that's nice.
It's going to be good for the kids, so you definitely want to take them out to that one if you can.
That's good.
Really, absolutely.
Now,
you certainly, Otto and I especially, because Otto certainly is, I don't want to be biased, but, he's one of my absolute favorites, and he certainly stays active. He really does. I mean, Otto is a real advocate of, what's your famous quote, Otto?
It's just as hard to do something as it is to do nothing.
Yes, that's right.
So you might as well do something.
That's right. And it's certainly, just by the fact that everyone's always like, there's nothing to do, there's literally something to do almost every single day. So, and for free. And I think it's certainly important
Big thing is don't procrastinate. If you don't sit around and think about why you can't do something, just do it.
Exactly.
If you're physically able, mm-hmm. or even if you're not completely physically able, you can get a lot of people to help you.
If you're not somebody who wants to go to concerts, but you want to do something during the day, all our parks, you can go and walk through all the parks. There's beautiful scenery. We also have pickleball courts at Tully Park. We have one at Manor Haven, which seems to be the new hot thing.
Yeah.
We have two of them at Clinton G. Martin, but that's just for people who live in the New Hyde Park Special Park District. They can utilize those two at Clinton G. Martin.
I'm going to have to check the pickleball thing out because I keep hearing about it.
People are constantly coming in talking about pickleball. So it's certainly the hot new trend.
Now, a different topic altogether, because, again, I walk in Tully, and I've witnessed the progression of this thing. And that was yesterday. They had a grand opening of quite an event over at the...
At Tully.
Yeah.
It was our dog park that opened.
Oh. So what is there, like a separate little area for the dogs now over there?
Yeah, there's a gated area, and there's parts for big dogs and small dogs, and it's a really cool thing that they did for the dogs.
Wow.
I mean, you want your dogs to run around and have some fun once in a while, and that's definitely a nice place to go check out.
There was an article in Newsday today, actually, about the dog park, and apparently they had a lot of people show up, from all over Nassau County.
Well, but I always say that. I say, the town North Hempstead really covers its bases. We have programs for seniors, for kids, for middle-aged residents. And I said, and even like the animals, they have that doggy pool party they do at CGM.
Yeah, we do a doggy pool party last year.
So I say, Supervisor Bosworth and the town board really cares about even like the pets.
Yep.
Well, it's not just the dogs that communicate. What I'm reading and I've watched, actually, I don't happen to have a dog, but I see the dog owners all talking to each other,
absolutely.
So it becomes like a social event.
It definitely does. And just so you know, there is a lot of rules for the dog park. So if you're ever doubtful, you could always go onto the town's website and you'll be able to see all the rules and regulations about, using the dog park.
Okay. Yeah, they said there's small dogs are 32 pounds and under, I believe was the number. And then the big dogs are bigger than 32 pounds, I guess. But it's pretty interesting, really. I've watched that in the back of the park, and it was like a dead area. There was really nothing going on back there. And now they've got this AstroTurf park with water fountains for dogs and the whole routine that goes along with it.
And it's also
plastic bag dispensers.
And there's sunscreen dispensers at a lot of these areas, right?
We have sunscreen at several of the parks
where
we have a dispenser, so you can go there and get a little sunscreen, because we are advocating that you protect yourself from the sun, because at our parks, you're outside.
Well, you're talking to a person who's gone through three Mohs surgeries in the couple of years, so I try to tell everybody who will listen to pay attention and don't be stupid like I was.
Which, it definitely is important.
You know, like in my era, you know, what? So you blistered and you bubbled a little bit, so okay. But you had a nice tan when it was all over.
Yeah. But you look marvelous.
Yeah. Really good.
No, but I think it's really great. You know, the town's always doing some new kind of innovative things. You guys, like, there's something new that goes on. So it's and I think now with this doggy park is, and this is free, the dog park?
Dog park is free. Yeah, you just walk.
That is a question for you. Yes. I know when I go by, unfortunately, you have vandalism in a lot of places, and maintaining parks. I believe you probably have your share of things you have to watch. Like I've seen plastic bag dispensers for dog walking knocked over, broken, for people who have nothing else to do
it
in their
happens,
life.
It happens, yep. You know, have it in all parks.
Don't be stupid, you know.
State, county, town, yeah, village, yeah. No matter what park, we all have our woes with.
But if you don't stay on top of that, as you guys, like, you know, somebody has to stay on top of keeping it under control.
Yeah, we have a maintenance crew that stays on top of repairing whatever right. gets broken, and we have town security, which goes around and tries to prevent it. Right. So they go around to certain parks. And certain parks do have cameras in them that security monitors
right.
also.
Right. I mean, it's unfortunate that you have to have that, but you do.
Yeah,
we just the kind of the name of the game. But, you know, and I also want to remind people to always call through on, because we were saying there's so many different parks, you know, besides from these big ones. You know, there's all these little hidden gems. I remember when we first started the show years ago, we had Kelly came on, and she was talking about all the different locations. It was places we didn't even, you know existed. So I think it's important to take advantage of the perks North Hempstead has, you know, and it's certainly, and especially when they're free. So why not do it?
Yeah.
And there's exercise classes. We have aquasize classes, yoga classes at Tully Park. We have them at most of the parks that that are open in the summer that have pools will have it. Manor Haven, we have classes there. So if anyone wants to take advantage of that, and if they have kids or grandkids, we have swimming lessons. We do have adult lessons at Tully Park and Manor Haven Pool also. Tennis lessons at Manor Haven.
Let me ask you a quick question, because I happen to have a grandson, two grandsons, that are talking about swimming.
Sure.
The ones for children, like, how does that work? When do they do it? How often?
We start them at 3 months old. Believe
really?
It. No, 6 months old, actually. Months old. We do start them at 6 months old. They're in the water with their moms.
Right.
And it's a mommy and me class.
Right.
And it's actually, they have a lot of fun.
How
do
you find out when these classes are?
Well, you can find it on the website.
Right.
All right. NorthHempstead.com.
Right.
You can also go to Tully Park. We have them in the winter there. We have it fall, winter, and spring at Tully Park. So
okay.
You don't have to stop swimming even though the summer's over. Okay.
Right.
We have them at Manor Haven in the summer. We do have some openings in some of the level classes still. And we also have them at Clinton G. Martin. That's for a special for the New High Park Special Park District. If you happen to be in that district, you can get them at Clinton G. Martin pool also.
Is that... I'm getting the high
side. Oh, wow.
Here.
Here we are.
5 seconds.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
We missed it.
That's a go.
Are we done?
Yes.
What, the sponsors
all right.
Won't
well,
get
that's the end of the first half hour. That went like lightning. And we will be back.